Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, final hour of the Late Show. We'll talk to Andy Greeter in 30 minutes. With college sports, we rely on Associated Press voters, people that have a vote that can vote for who the top college football teams are, top college basketball team, all of that, right? So we still have these people that have these votes, and that brings power. Well, we really have to rethink the people that we allow to be those voters. You can't just give any reporter or just anybody that power. And that has come into light with a young woman who is a college football reporter for the Southern California News Group. She covers USC. Her name is Haley Sawyer. Haley Sawyer. She's an Associated Press voter. And she's under the microscope right now because she has a vote in the AP polls for college football. And she's not taking it serious. She's not going in evaluating across the board what's happening in college football. And I know that we're just a couple of weeks in. Totally get that. Okay? And one of the things, and let me be clear about this, because this should not be about, because people are trying to make, well, this is the reason why women shouldn't be. Stop it. Stop with the sexism in sports. Okay? This isn't about gender. Because there are guys that have done it too, that have had the votes, and they're not worthy of sharing their vote. This is what I want to bring to the table, though, is that when you have showcased that you are not worthy of the vote, then the Associated Press should move on from you as a voter and give it to somebody that wants to take it seriously. And there's a lot of people that are calling for Haley Sawyer to no longer be a voter because of her top 25 ballot. And her top 25 ballot was just all over the place. Like, she had Florida at 16 previously. They lost to South Florida, and she moved them up in the voting. There were multiple things with her voting that was super outlandish. Like, how in the heck she's able to move Florida up in the rankings is beyond me. But that was just one of the things that caught a bunch of people's eye. And by the way, the AP poll is made up of 60 sports writers and sports broadcasters. That's a very small,
that's a small
elite
number.
Group.
Yes.
That is an elite group of people. Mm-hmm. When a person doesn't take it seriously, I believe that they should have their vote taken away from them. This is audio of Haley Sawyer, the AP voter, explaining her process.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with.
All right, a couple things here. People are talking about this and you're under the microscope, but it's not a good thing. Secondly, there aren't a lot of votes. There's 60. So when she says, well, her vote doesn't matter, it does matter.
Every vote counts.
That's not yeah. a big number. And she didn't explain her process. She didn't. Like, she didn't explain anything about how she goes into the process of trying to figure out who goes where. Like, it just, it's maddening to me. It's frustrating. And I believe that she should lose her vote. Now, this isn't the first time. There have been times with, like, Major League Baseball and other different leagues where people had votes for different awards and they were not doing the right thing. I think it's unfortunate. And I think that it is not your right to have a vote. It is a privilege for you to have a vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she is unworthy of being in that privileged group right now.
She's almost making fun of the fact that her vote was all over. And when you're talking about, you know, lots of people vote, I'm thinking maybe a couple hundred, right? Like, where your nonsense is going to be canceled out by somebody else. When you're talking about 60 and the influence that the AP poll has, the AP poll is very prestigious, whether or not you like it. Now, if she would put the Gophers number one after their 2-0 start, then all can be forgiven. But if she's not going to put the Gophers...
No, it would not be forgiven.
Okay, well, then...
Because we know that'd be fraudulent.
I mean, is it different than anything else she's doing? I had someone that I work with that had a vote for the Heisman Trophy. And they completely took it for granted. And I'm like, dude, if you're not going to do it, let me take your spot because I would be honored to have a vote for the Heisman. I'm like, nah, I don't want. I'll just write in a name at the end of the year. I'm like, you're not watching. You're not paying attention. You're not taking it seriously.
Yep.
And this was a dude. Okay? This was a dude. And it just annoys me that you are given an opportunity that other people would love to have and you're not taking it seriously. And I'm glad that you can laugh about it, but I'll be very curious what her next ballot is.
But when we start talking about rankings and stuff like that, like all of that stuff is factored into like the buildup for bowl games.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. It's just, and that's the thing that's super frustrating about all of this.
Because we can sit here and we can talk about, okay, Ohio State, you know, Texas, Florida, you know, whatever. Like, we can talk about it. But then at the end of the day, we don't have a say. We don't have a say in it. Like, we can watch what happens on ESPN or Fox Sports. But at the end of the day, we're on the outside looking in. We have no influence. She has influence. And how upset do you think the people that have votes to find out that somebody is not taking it seriously because you're only as strong as the weakest link? I mean, that's the old saying. It's like, okay, the AP is good, but does it lose any credibility if this person is just kind of treating it like a clown show? And that's ultimately, if you don't have any credibility, what kind of ability do you have? Because coaches are like, well, the best ability is availability. Well, to me, as a member of the media, the best ability you can have is credibility. And if you don't have that, then I think people look at her and it's like, well, how credible are you then as a college football writer, as a college football expert? I can't believe anything if this is your poll and you're getting called out to the carpet.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me that this is a thing. Like, and let me say this too. And trust me when I say this. this should not be an indictment on female reporters. Because some people are trying to do that. Oh, see, this is the reason why we shouldn't listen to Mina Kimes. This is the reason why we shouldn't listen to women and talking sports and they don't pay attention and they don't do this. No, there are guys that have done the same damn thing. They don't take the process seriously and they don't. That bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about gender. It's about this one individual. To try to say that this woman, Haley Sawyer, is the poster child for all women reporters is, yeah, that's sexist.
So basically we're saying she needs a cookbook instead of a football ballot. That's what
I saw some of that on social media. I saw somebody talking about this is why women need to stay in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. No. No.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my gosh. People. Women are very qualified to cover sports.
Yeah, without question.
So, yeah, to me.
We live in a sexist society.
What? No. Never. No. No, that's not a, you know, sexist, isn't a, it isn't a thing, except for Doris Burke getting fired at or demoted at ESPN. But
that bugs me
again,
still.
At the end of the day, whatever your job is, just take it seriously because you have influence. Again, somebody that I work with who was a guy did not take his Heisman Trophy ballot seriously. I'm going to make that same comparison. Doesn't matter. Just take it seriously, you know?
I'm with you.
That's a privilege. Voting is a privilege, not a right.
I'm with you.
Don't take it away.
651-461-9226. More Lake Show coming up next. J.J. McCarthy, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. How about that?
Not bad for a half a football.
A quarter of football.
Quarter of football.
Don't give me that half stuff.
It was maybe half a quarter. No, it was a quarter.
So,
I mean,
that's something.
I don't listen. Listen.
This is the way I take it. There was a lot of bad in that game, but it was a whole lot of good in the end.
Oh,
and the thing that I loved about the game, number one, the defense was badass. They ratcheted up the heat in the second half. J.J. McCarthy did not look good in the first three quarters, but you can tell he's a gamer. When the lights got the brightest, he was ready to go. And I love that. I love a quarterback that doesn't back down without a fight. It doesn't mean that you're going to win every single game, but, man, be in the fight. The whole game. And J.J. McCarthy was exactly that. And another thing, and I'm not the first one to say it, but I'm going to mention it anyway, because it should be noted, is that this is going to be a learning process for J.J. McCarthy. And you know who knows that? And you know who's going to be impacted by that? Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson did not one time get down on his guy. Justin Jefferson was in the fight with him. Justin Jefferson is a superstar that's about team. J.J. has not been. If that had been Randy Moss in his prime, Randy Moss would have been bitching and complaining. Yes. Let's just call for what it is. I love Randy Moss to death. But Randy Moss would have been bitching and complaining and throwing his helmet on the sidelines about the brand new quarterback, about the rookie. Because he's really a rookie. He didn't play last year. J.J. did not do that. He just stayed with it, ultimate teammates, and it worked out.
I mean, don't get me wrong. J.J. McCarthy had a fourth quarter for the ages, and all of the accolades are very, very much deserved. It was an ugly-ass first half of football. And you, like you said, even into that interception 17-6, and you're thinking, okay, this is it. And, you know, Viking fans are throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Out of all of the players, I mean, it's a great story. A come from behind win on the road, Chicago, prime time. And there it is, Monday Night Football, your NFL debut. But if you look at the numbers don't stand out like at all. He was 13 for 20 for 143 yards. Two passing touchdowns, added 2 rushes for 25 yards and a touchdown in the win over Chicago. Now, first player since Cam Newton in 2011 with at least 2 passing touchdowns and at least 1 rushing touchdown in his NFL debut. Now, maybe they're talking about the fourth quarter, and it, I think that it's recency bias, too, with this. I'm thrilled. I just don't think that J.J. McCarthy, you know, when you look at everything, offensive player of the week in the NFC just seems, it seems like a bit of a stretch, but I think that people are...
Who should have got it over him then?
I don't know. I'd have to really go
there,
back.
This was not a week in which there were like some massive great game, any massive great like stat stuffers.
No, it was a very underwhelming
yes.
week one.
It was the way he got it done.
And that's the reason
why he won the award.
And I think that's what it boils down to is how it all happened rather than we look at the box score and you're like, numbers aren't good. You're right. If you're looking at it in context, I can see the argument for J.J. McCarthy based on how that game ended up playing out. But I look at it like we can go the entire season and there will not be another offensive player of the week that's going to have a stat line with a quarterback under 150 passing yards.
That may be true.
But
look at the Dallas Cowboys. Who lit it up there? They lost. Who lit it up for the Giants? They lost.
Mm-hmm.
Who lit it up for the Eagles? They won, but nobody lit it up. Jalen had a decent game. Washington, Chicago, Detroit, the Packers, Jordan mm-hmm. Love was decent. Atlanta, nope. Carolina, New Orleans, Tampa, Arizona, mm-hmm. the Rams, the Niners, Seattle. Like, so yeah, I think it's fair. I don't think that this is, do I think that the NFL wins with propping JJ up in this way? Yes.
Oh, for sure they do.
But I can't sit here and act like somebody got screwed out of it.
No, I'm not saying anything.
And I'm not saying that you're insinuating.
I mean, and you know, somebody on the text line.
It was a very, very weak
week one. And Josh Allen. Well, yeah, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson put up a duel, but that's AFC.
Yeah, that's AFC. We're talking about NFC.
Yeah, we're just talking about the NFC offensive player of the week. And it's a high benchmark right now to be offensive player of the week. I don't know, man. With all the injuries, I'm getting a little bit, and maybe Matthew Collar tomorrow. I assume.
And Josh Allen was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me for what he did at home. I mean,
unbelievable.
The comeback on Sunday night was unbelievable. The comeback on Monday, it was good. I'm not going to say it was better than Sunday, but I think to have a rookie come out like that and answer some of those questions, now you got to follow it at home primetime on Sunday night against Atlanta.
Now, hold on. From the 651. Hi, you guys. On my way home from puppy training classes, pulled over because I want to make a comment about J.J. McCarthy. I think the way he pulled himself together was quite amazing and under so much pressure his first game. He's got a baby on the way, and he's only 22 years old. Have a good evening. That from Kieran in Northeast. Well, first off, Kieran, what kind of puppy? Like, I want to know.
Is she training the puppies, or did she pick up her puppy?
She said, on my way home from puppy training classes.
So
I'm assuming she has a puppy.
Right, but is she training the puppies, or is she bringing her puppy to be trained?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, she's coming from puppy training classes. Yes. Wouldn't she be bringing her puppies to get trained?
Well, I would think so, but maybe I could also...
I mean, why are you asking me? I don't know. That's something to ask her.
Well, next time she calls in, I will ask her if she is a puppy trainee or a puppy trainer. You know, and she pulled over. She pulled over.
I'm surprised by that.
To make the count. What, that it wasn't like a forced?
Just rush home and then call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not like she's driving from Iowa.
How do you know? Maybe she's got puppy training in Mason City.
She said she's driving from puppy training class.
Nah, they got that
puppy. She's not at Diamond Joe's.
I was going to say, they got that puppy training at Diamond Joe's. You ever been to Diamond Joe's?
I have not.
Yeah, there's some puppies there. Let's go, puppies.
Coming up next, let's talk to Andy Greeter, Gopher football, Loon soccer. From the St. Paul Pioneer Press, he joins us next. All right, he knows that I'm a fan because I love his work for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. But Andy Greeter, he's currently on the John Schuster Coil Banker Hotline. He loves some of Tribe Called Quest like I do. I'm assuming he loves some Outkast if he likes 90s hip-hop. What's your favorite hip-hop group of all time?
Oh, I don't know if I can pick a favorite. I actually requested Outkast at the start. He said, and Tubbs said that he was going to play me some Tribe Called Quest. So that works. That works for me. I don't know if I've got a favorite of all time, but you know, just like any other, you know, standard white boy from the Minneapolis suburbs, I'm a big '90s hip hop fan.
Well, that's so. Let me say this. Okay, I'm going to put that on Tubbsy. You requested Outkast. I love Outkast. Like, I literally, because I went to school at Morehouse, I'm in Atlanta, when Outkast first burst onto the scene, that was my college days. Like, that's me being on campus. That's me actually being on the same floor at Daytona Beach when Outkast is breaking onto the scene. We were, because I think that the people that were on my floor in the hotel, it was Outkast, there was an R&B group called Intro. And then I can't remember what happened, but it's a funny Outkast nugget here in that we had to evacuate the floor, okay, because of the smoke alarm and detectors went off, and so everybody had to get off of the floor. And it was because of Outkast. I guess there was so much weed or whatever, like, in a couple of different rooms, so everybody had to exit the floor. When we got onto the elevators, a guy that has been locked down for the last, what, year and a half, was in the elevator with us, and that will be one Sean Puffy Combs.
Wow.
Ain't that crazy?
That is. That's, I mean, I didn't mean to call out Tubbs. I mean, I've never had bumper music played for me on the radio before, so now I feel like a jerk because, like, he didn't play exactly what I wanted.
He should have.
I don't want to come across like that.
He should have.
I imagine Outkast probably just had a frozen pizza that was kept in the oven too long. I think that's probably what it was.
Well, no, it's just, you know, he knows that this, everybody knows that this is a hip-hop show.
Mm-hmm.
And Outkast, don't I have some Outkast bumper?
You do.
When he why did you not hook Andy up? I mean, are you trying to slight Andy?
No,
I don't appreciate that.
I just wasn't listening. I mean, you want the truth. Andy said something to me, and it was like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, so next time, you got outcast, brother. You got it.
I love it.
Oh, man.
So speaking of old school hip hop, Coy Parrish and Gopher Football, Coy Parrish yesterday put out I Want to Be a Baller by Lil Troy on his Instagram story. And on this beat, I hear older and older every year. But that one, I was like, dang, man, he I get it. He gets me. Like, I feel relevant. I feel seen. Because that was something that I used to listen to. So shout out to Coy Parrish for listening to some old school hip hop himself.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, look, over this past weekend, I was out of town attending a celebration of life for my aunt in Atlanta. So I was down in Atlanta for the weekend. I did not see 1 second of the 66-0, you know, beating of Northwestern State. What did I miss, yeah. Andy?
The fact that it could have been, 130-0. The Gophers were actually keeping their starters in and trying to, you know, play like they would against Iowa. I mean, it was an absolute bloodbath. It was an evisceration. I mean, when you have a pick six on the first play of the game, when you don't let Northwestern State cross the 50-yard line, when you're up, 59-0 in the first half, and you're playing third stringers and freshmen in the second half, and you end the game with 6 minutes left because there's a weather delay, when you run out of fireworks because you scored too many points, it was just one of those things that it was non-competitive from the jump. And if the Gophers were able to get out of there completely healthy, which they weren't, it would have been a perfect type of Saturday for them to kind of have a preseason game of sorts.
What was the deal with Darius Taylor? Now, did he get hurt?
He did, yeah. Early in the first quarter, he found the edge on a sweep and looked like he was going to be able to score easily. And about the 5-yard line, he started to come up limp and went out of the 1-yard line and grabbed his hamstring. And it did not look good. He kind of screamed in agony on the sideline and didn't return to the game. And PJ Fleck doesn't share next to anything when it comes to injury information. But he said that they got a better diagnosis. I'd assume that means it wasn't as severe of a grade of a hamstring pull. Kind of speculating on that one. I wouldn't expect to see him on Saturday at Cal, and that's a big loss because he's their most dynamic offensive weapon.
Yeah, so I didn't miss much from the standpoint of Northwestern State, just not a really good opponent, which fast forward now, you're facing Cal at Cal. Let me say this about Cal. I didn't see, because this past weekend I didn't pay attention to much college football because I had family stuff going on. I did watch them week one against Oregon State. And I said to myself, week one, watching them, especially after watching the Gophers in their opening game, I looked at the schedule and I said, Cal's going to win this game. The Gophers are favored by 2 without Taylor. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really close game. I think it's going to be really low scoring. I think both of the defenses are quite strong. I've been impressed by the Cal quarterback. I think as a true freshman, as a former 5-star quarterback, he doesn't look like these are his first games. PJ Fleck called him, quote, really scary this week. So it's going to be a dangerous game for the Gophers. I think when you looked at it going into the year, Cal lost, I think it was over 23 players to the transfer portal, including their quarterback, who's now at Indiana, their running back, who's now at Oklahoma, their tight end, who's now at Texas, and you can go on and on. But they've done a nice job of piecing things together. And I don't think Oregon State is the strongest competition. I think Buffalo might be a little bit better. We'll see how the season goes. But, yeah, it's going to be a difficult test in traveling 2 time zones and playing at 9:30 local time in Berkeley.
Yeah, this is going to be super interesting. We'll see how things shake out. How much can you gauge about improvement from week 1 to week 2? And the reason why I ask that is because, you know, to look at Lindsey and what he did against Buffalo, who was a better opponent than Northwestern State, I'm trying to figure out, like, how much did he show any improvement? Was there any regression? How did you evaluate it?
You know, I thought he was good. I mean, 8 for 9, and I think he looked pretty strong overall. I don't really look at it and say, you know, was this kind of a benchmark? Was this kind of a quarter pole or some sort of measuring stick of any sort? just because of the quality of opponent, where I thought he looked fine. I thought the defense was able to turn over Northwestern State. That was probably the biggest thing that they weren't doing against Buffalo. They got, I think it was 4 turnovers, 2 of them returned for touchdowns. So I think that was a positive sign, but I don't really look at it, the Northwestern State game, and say, here are the key takeaways that you look and try to pull forward into the next week.
Yeah. Talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. So are you predicting a Gopher victory on the road, or how are you looking at this thing?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be like 2017, something along those lines. I do think Drake has shown a young kind of aplomb to be able to not let the moment be too big for him. I think he's going to be counted on, especially if Darius Taylor isn't able to play, and I'm not expecting him to. I think the defense is going to be pretty solid. I think if they're able to contain the quarterback, I think they'll be able to get it done, but I think it's going to be pretty nip and tuck.
All right, let's transition to Minnesota United soccer. They have continued to just have a good season. Would you say that they played better than they were expected to be? Good in terms of assessing like what we expect them to be going into the season as to where they are right now at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year they were kind of on the fringe of the playoff line, and 9 teams make it in each conference, and currently Minnesota United is 2nd in the West. I think if you look at where they are at in the U.S. Open Cup, and they've got a semifinal coming up, so they're in the final 4 of the national tournament, have a real chance to win a trophy. I think Open Cup is a real opportunity for them with Austin coming in on Wednesday. I think there really is an opportunity for them to do something that they haven't done in their 9-year MLS history. Now, I think the margin for error for this team is very small. They do not possess it very often. They rely on their defense a lot. They need a lot of things to go right on set pieces and being very stout defensively, but it's worked so far. I don't think they're a favorite. But I think it's been a very positive year. Now, they had an opportunity in the summer to add some depth and some talent and push the line and fill some of the needs. I think they did an okay job with that, and they lost one of their best players to Villarreal in Spain, and that's kind of how it goes in the world market of soccer. This isn't the NFL. Not everyone wants to play here. This isn't the best league in the world. So there's kind of a give and take with things. So they had a great opportunity to try to improve the squad, and I think they did an okay job of doing so.
Hey, how many more years is my guy Dane St. Clair locked up for Minnesota United?
He's under contract for 5 more games. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Really?
I did the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but I think he's the 14th highest paid goalkeeper. He's outside of the top 10 for sure. But he's one of the league leaders in shutouts. I think he's a very good shot stopper. They've been trying to negotiate a contract extension with him. It doesn't seem like there's been a whole lot of progress towards that, getting that done. Obviously, Dane St. Clair is you know, Canada's men's national team's #1 goalkeeper. The World Cup is coming to the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Very important that Dane plays at a high level. He's very comfortable here in Minnesota. But at this point, he's a free agent to be, and we'll see if they're able to get something done.
Oh, man. I hope so, man. That's my favorite guy on the squad, man. He's just a great kid. He's 28 years old, but I like to see guys that when they're in an organization at a relatively young age continue to progress on the positive side and get better. He's been one that has really gotten better as the years have went by.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he was drafted by Minnesota in 2019 and took over the starting goalkeeper role a couple of years later and was an MLS All-Star a couple of times, including this year. I think he's done a nice job of being a vocal leader. I think he's done a nice job of being a great shot stopper. I think his distribution has improved. I enjoy him as well as just a guy and somebody to talk to. He's a good quote. He's willing to speak his mind, which I really appreciate. Obviously, that's a little bit selfish, but I think fans want to hear that too. And not just get the cliches and the company lines and those sorts of things. So I wonder what the price point is of how Minnesota values him and how they rate him. Do they think he's a $800,000 a year goalkeeper? and Dane thinks he's a $1 million goalkeeper. That's just me kind of speculating, but right now they're not coming to a contract extension, but they've got some time to be able to do so, and we'll see if they're able to get it done.
Are they in a position where they could let him walk?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, they would have to go right back in and get another starting goalkeeper. They've got some backups and some development guys. They don't have a guy that can step right in and take that spot.
So he's got leverage.
It would create a need for sure for them to go out and get another guy.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about this coming weekend against San Diego? Because you're going to be on the Gopher beat, so you're going to be at the Cal game, I'm assuming, right? Like, they're playing San Diego, the Loons are, and I'm assuming you'll be with the Gophers because they're kind of like, they're the bigger topic. But what do you make of the next maybe game or two? Because I know that me personally, the next Loons game that I will be at, I'll be at the Chicago game next weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be in the same state, but they're playing at the same time, and I'm going to be covering the Gophers. It's going to be a difficult one to miss just because San Diego is the first place team in the Western Conference. They came to Minnesota and beat the Loons earlier this summer. Minnesota has aspirations to be one of the top teams in the West. They can't reach first place if they were able to win in San Diego. It's kind of a litmus test game. Obviously, the next game on Wednesday is U.S. Open Cup semifinal against Austin, and then that Chicago game. So it's a massive week for Minnesota United. They've got some new players, Dominic Fitz, who's their attacking midfielder, who they signed from Austria. He's been training with them this week. I'd imagine he has a debut on Saturday, if not then Wednesday. They need to have some more attacking options that can unlock defenses, and they brought him to do that. So we'll see if he's able to get it done. So that's the number one guy that they brought in to fill one of their biggest needs, and now's the time. With the crunch part of the season coming up, to see if he can do it.
Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. Enjoy the California sun, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great, Lake. Take care, man.
All right, take care. That's Andy Greeter, a fan of Outkast. The next time he's on this show, we'll be playing some Outkast. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right, in the final minute of the show, it's been the lead story tonight, and we will continue to pay attention to the manhunt for the killer of Charlie Kirk, which they don't have in custody right now. And they need to find whoever it was that assassinated Charlie Kirk. An American tragedy never should have occurred. He never should have been harmed. The one thing that we should also do, though, when we talk about telling a story, is telling the whole story. Charlie Kirk should not have been touched. He should not have been harmed. He leaves behind children and a widow. I personally am not going to treat Charlie Kirk like he was some sort of martyr. I'm not going to do it. He said it was a huge mistake to pass the Civil Rights Act in 1964. He blamed, quote, Jewish money for ruining American culture. He said that gay people are destructive and endorsed having them put to death. And he also said the Second Amendment is worth the cost of some gun deaths. Those are things he said, of which I disagree with all of those things. We got to get to a better place, America. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.